thank you for joining us on The Skeptic Psychic, where we delve into ancient societies, ghosts, the paranormal, UFOs, all looking at it from the perspective of the true believer and from the skeptic perspective. Joining me, my partner, my co-host, my sibling, Kimber Rodriguez. Myself, I am Richard Gregg. And again, let's look into being the Skeptic Psychic.
And welcome once again to the Skeptic Psychic. With me, as always, the wonderful, pretty, and very highly intelligent. When ETs ask me to take you to my leader, I always point to my little sister, Kimber Rodriguez. How you doing, Kim?
So, Rick, what's new with you this week?
Well, I am doing pretty well. I've just been working my little tail end bone and just basically understanding all these things.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yes. You were telling me that the guy who played the creature from the Black Lagoon, the creature
by the name of Riku Browning. Yes.
Interesting. Yes. Our thoughts and prayers go out to him. And I'm trying to also stream on Instagram this week. I don't know if it's working, but I switched from Twitter to Instagram. So hopefully that'll work. I'll be able to check that later to see if we're streaming. But I wanted to go ahead and thank everybody who's around watching. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe and hit the notification. So that you know when we're watching.
we're being watched by you.
Yes, you can also subscribe on Twitch. And if you're listening to a replay on podcasts, we do ask that you rate and review. And what kind of reviews do we like?
Some people like number one. Some people are big fans of number two. Some people enjoy that three because it's a magic number. Some people say four or more. But we here at the Skeptic Psychic love to have 5 stars. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. Please get to know us. Rate us at 5 stars. And we'd like to tell us what you think. Are we getting better? Are we getting worse? Do you just want to be nice, though? Don't be troll.
Yes, we do ask that if you rate us, you leave a review as well. We do read reviews online and on air. And as again, don't be a troll. If we suck, let us know how we can do better. If you love the show, again, let us know. And we actually have a listener mail this week. We have a listener story.
I would really love to hear the listener story.
Yes, this comes from Robert Priest. It says, my wife and I took a trip one day to a local museum in Mumford, New York, called the Genesee Country Village and Museum. It is a beautiful area that holds old homes from around the area from the past. Examples are doctor's offices, a church, a lawyer's office, and even an old blacksmith shop. Each house depicts the original owners and or the occupation that the house held in a particular time frame. There is one house in particular that stood out to us called the Octagon House. We walked into the house just like any other tourist would, walking to and from each room, admiring each room's architectural splendor. And upon walking to the second floor, we noticed a couple of people walking about doing the same as us. We overheard the people mention that in a certain doorway, there seemed to be a cool, almost cold pillar of air. We just walked about looking at the other rooms in the area until they left. Then we took our chance at feeling the cold air. Sure enough, There was indeed a cold pillar of air almost halfway through the doorway. We giggled slightly, saying softly to ourselves. We wondered if it could be a spirit. As we started to walk away, we could hear a rather loud slamming of a door, which we thought was on the third floor, which visitors could not visit. It wasn't very rhythmic, but it was definitely loud, like someone was trying to get attention. We casually went downstairs and met with the hostess of the house, who was dressed in a period time costume. We mentioned to the hostess that someone or something was going on the third floor, that there was a door slamming pretty bad. And with a look of surprise, she stuttered slightly and says, "Can you please stand here and wait while I check this out?" Being quite a strange request, we stood there for several minutes waiting for this woman to come back down. When she didn't give us any reason as to what it was, other than there was no one on the third floor. Just window walk, meaning there's no actual rooms, just a space up there. When we walked out of the house, we had totally forgotten about the outside weather. It was a hot summer day with no wind. We looked up at the peak of the house, and sure enough, there was no third floor, just a widow's walk. To this day, we have no clue what happened that day. We hope to go back someday and try to do some investigating ourselves. So we thank you, Robert, for sending in that story.
Yes.
That was actually quite chilling. It reminds me of
chilling.
Yes, reminds me of my sweat at the Emily Morgan. Mercy and I went to the Emily Morgan in San Antonio we stayed in San Antonio at the Emily Morgan, and we went for a swim. We went for a swim.
Yeah. She got attacked. She became a little bee and started flying into the fan.
No.
She's warmed.
Yes. We went for a swim on a warm August evening. And while we were there, we were the only ones, and the temperature dropped down. It felt like it was like 30 degrees. The winds were blowing really hard, super cold. So we got out and went back inside, then got ready to go out to dinner. When we stepped out of the hotel downstairs, it was back to being a hot summer evening. So that was very strange how that temperature changed. And when we went on the ghost tour in San Antonio, we were told, and I've also read this on several websites, that's a very common occurrence to happen at the pool. So that was pretty interesting. But how can people send us stories if they want to?
They can send it to info@skepticsidekick.com, where we love to hear the stories that you share, and we like to share with our friends, family, and well as our fans, because they're all one and the same. We consider our friends, our fans, as well as our family. So if you really would like to send a wonderful story that you may have on ghosts, UFOs, the paranormal, because ghosts and paranormal are two different things sometimes, esoteric or anything, please send us an email at info@skepticpsychic.com, and we'll be more than happy to read your story here on our website or on their podcast, as well as our website.
Yes. So that brings us around to what are we discussing tonight?
We're discussing EVPs and, in general, the Frank Box, which was an interesting device that we'll discuss on the invention. Hey, are we back, Raymond? I froze for just a second, or did she freeze for just a second? I don't know.
Yes. We will be discussing EVPs and the Frank Box. We do have a few EVPs at the end to share, as well as some what we think might be EVPs that we caught recording past shows that we'll share with y'all and get your thoughts on those. I was just reading what Raymond was saying about how those. I apologize. I think he went out and he's going to try to come back, hopefully.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and kick into the discussion.
Alrighty. So little back history here. As the spiritualist movement became prominent in the 1840s up until the 1940s, with the belief that the spirits of the dead can be contacted by a medium, spiritualists, new technologies of the area, including photography, were employed by these such people in the effort to demonstrate contact within the spirit world. Thomas Edison, a famous inventor, was asked in an interview with Scientific America to comment on the possibility of using one of his inventions to communicate with the spirits. He replied that if the spirits were only capable of subtle influences, a sensitive recording device would provide a better chance of spirit communications than the table flipping and the Ouija boards and the mediums employed at the time. However, there is no indication that Edison ever designed or constructed a device for such that purpose. American photographer Attila von Slazier was among the first to try and record what he believed to be voices of the dead as a way to augment his investigation in photographing ghosts. His first attempts began in 1941 using a 78 RPM record, but it wasn't until 1956, after switching to a reel-to-reel tape recorder, that he believed successful. Salazar reported many sounds on a tape that could not be heard on the speaker at the time of the recording. He believed these sounds to be voices of spirits. Among his first recordings, believed to be with such voices as messages, "This is G, hot dog, Art, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all." Salazar's work was published by the Journal of the American Society for Psychic Research, Psychological Research. In 1959, Swedish painter and film producer Fredrik Jurgensen was recording bird songs. Upon playing the tape later, he heard what he interpreted to be his dead father's voice and the spirit of his deceased wife calling his name. He went on to make several more recordings, including one that he contained a message from his late mother.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, that Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all, it almost sounds like a Tiny Tim thing. What do you think?
God bless us, everyone!
Yes. The term instrumental transcommunication, or ITC, was coined by Ernst Sinkowski in the 1970s, and it was to refer to more generally a way to communicate through any sort of electronic devices, such as tape recorders, fax machines, TVs, or computers, and this was done between spirits or other entities and the living. One particular famous incident of the ITC occurred when the image of EVP enthusiast Fredrik Jurgensen, whose funeral was held that day, it was said to have appeared on a television in his home of a colleague, which had purposefully turned to a vacant channel. Just to say, one time I was spending the night with my best friend, and she always told me she was psychic. And we were up watching TV, talking till like 3-4 in the morning. And at one point, of course, back then they had where the stations would cut off. So you would be getting just the static on the TV. And to this day, she claimed, well, up until she passed, because not to this day, because sadly she's no longer with us. May she rest in peace. But up until her passing, she swore up and down that she saw a devilish face appear in the static of the TV. And I just remember that night her freaking out and turning off the TV and like totally freaked out. And I personally didn't see anything, but who knows, with her psychic ability, she might have picked up something.
Yes, well, you know, always the stories, you know. I used to get up every Saturday morning around between 5:55, that sort of thing, and stare at the TV, just watching the little static patterns make little things, like baseball players, people waving, that sort of thing. And then the national anthem would come on, and I'd have to, you know, watch and dance along with that. True story.
So my question is, though, you know how they say that fans kind of create a white noise? Mm-hmm. Can you pick up an EVP through a fan?
I don't know. We'd have to ask. We have to ask a fan.
You know what I mean by a fan, right? Not one of our fans, but a circular fan that we play to cool
fans.
Off.
Fans, EVPs. EVPs.
Yes, I mean
the fans. Your EVPs.
Jackie from Learn About Ghosts says yes on the fan. Interesting. I've always wondered about that. Thank you for sharing. Now, back to our information. In 1982, Sarah Estep founded the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomenon, also known as EVP, a nonprofit organization with the purpose of increasing awareness of EVP and of teaching standardized methods for capturing it. She began her exploration of EVP in 1976 and says she has made hundreds of recordings of messages from deceased friends, relatives, and others whom she speculated originated from other planets or dimensions. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I have a hard time believing in communication with other planets and dimensions. I apologize. That's where my skepticism comes in.
Yes. Interesting to note, supposedly the great inventor, Nikola Tesla, supposedly got some transmissions from Mars at one point.
I remember hearing with the shortwave radio, correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
I think I remember hearing about that. Mm-hmm. Those are actually very interesting because I've actually heard of people getting not only supposedly from other planets, but from other times, which I find very fascinating that possibly there's been things picked up from different time periods.
And we do want to let you know that ground control will always contact Major Tom. Make sure he's going to take his pills.
Yes. Now we talk about something that I've always wanted personally, which is the ghost box. The original ghost box was created as the Frank's box, and it was made in 2002 by EVP enthusiast Frank Supton. This was supposed to be for real-time communication with the dead. Supton claims he received his design instructions from the spirit world. The device is described as a combination white noise generator and a radio. It is modified to sweep back and forth through the AM band, selecting split-second snippets of sound. He's made a total of 180 boxes, and they've been distributed to whoever he saw fit to hear the voice. Today, there are only 97 originals in existence. Our researcher, Shelley, says Sarah Estep said she believed that, but I couldn't find any EVPs made that she said was otherworld. Thank you, Shelley, for sharing that. Yes, I personally have always wanted a ghost box. I've seen them on like Portals to Hell and Kindred Spirits and other shows like that. And to me, they're just so fascinating that you're getting these real-time answers like to these questions, and in my opinion, these are definite answers from spirits because they're so aligned with the question.
I remember hearing about one EVP session around the time, I'd say 93, 94, this group were researching, and one of the voices came on saying, Jeremy. And I'm like, okay, who are you, Jeremy? And I started playing the Pearl Jam song, which was based on a little kid that committed suicide.
Well, I never heard the little kids committed suicide, but I do remember the song Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I got a story about Pearl Jam one of these days I got to tell you.
Yeah, I remember one of the first Ghost Hunter episodes, they get an EVP and they can't make out what it was, but they went ahead and played it for the house owner. And they're like, you know, we caught this EVP in the billiard room. We don't know who it is or what they're saying, but, you know, we wanted to be for you to hear. And the house owner listened to it and he told the ghost hunters that the reason they couldn't understand it was because the spirit was speaking in German. Not only that, it was a German word that his grandfather used for him as a nickname. And I just thought that was so sweet. And then there was the other one where they were trying to, they thought they had an evil spirit, so they brought in a demonologist to cast it out. And as the demonologist is doing his prayer to cast out the spirit, you hear a little girl's voice on the EVP saying, "Why don't they like us? Why don't they want us here?" And oh man, I just cried, and the lady on TV cried, and I digress.
Anyway,
Raymond. Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, right Raymond ahead. Says it might be off subject, but Raymond says he saw a trailer, The Unheard, about a girl that was deaf but gets surgery so she can hear, and ends up hearing ghosts or demons. He says it looks good. That does sound interesting. I'm going to have to subscribe to Shudder because there's a lot of good movies Raymond's been telling us about on there that I got to check out. Continue.
All right. Continuing on this wonderful topic, because critics of the device say it's effective, it's subjective, and incapable of being replicated. And since it relies on radio noise, any meaningful response of a user gets is purely coincidental, are simply the results of audio pareidolia. Now, how does it work? Frank's box is a homemade radio receiver that continuously scans the radio frequencies at a predetermined rate. The result, white noise, is punctuated by random snippets of radio music and speech. This effect is like twisting the knob on a radio backwards and forwards very quickly. However, the scan lock function is disabled, so the listener can't tune into a station. But come on, who needs a channel when you can channel spirits instead? Now, how does a Frank's box not work? Assumptions claim that the white noise creates raw audio, which various entities use to transmit messages intended for the listener. By his theory, the device tunes into some sort of cosmic radio station where the DJ spinning all those hits are the spirits themselves.
Yes. And this next part, just to let you know, is a comment on Ghost Adventurer, and the commenter's name is Steve1269.
Right. When my grandmother was passing away, she told me to put two silver spoons on the table in her room. If she could come back after she died, she would hit the spoons together and give us her a sign. Well, my friends and I came and made a spirit board and were just trying to contact any spirits. Something came through saying it was my grandmother. And I said to prove to her by saying something only she would know. And it spelled out spoons. I didn't even think anything of it, but later I told my mom and she immediately started crying. I didn't know about the spoon thing. And my grandmother died before I was born. I'll never forget that. My mom has since passed away also. I miss her a lot, but I've never tried to contact her. I have mixed feelings about trying to do that.
I didn't agree. Understand that.
Okay. That was spooky. Gotta love
Just
Siri.
Just ignore that. It wasn't
gotta
Siri.
Love Siri.
It wasn't Siri.
It wasn't Siri?
No, her name is Bixby.
Bixby?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that. I have mixed feelings. I would love to try to contact somebody that I love that's passed away. But at the same time, I don't know if I really want to or if I should. But yeah, anyway.
Yes, what timing? What timing on that? Yes. Getting all heartfelt and emotional and all of a sudden says, I'm sorry, I don't understand that.
Yes. Have you ever asked Siri if she loves you?
No.
She says, I am a computer device. I am incapable of love. So we're like, anyway. EVP case became more popular as handheld devices and more affordable electronics came to market. The recordings caught the attention of TV show producers, and they showed segments of EVPs. The person that watched the show was Klaus Schreiber. Klaus was born in Germany and grew up in poverty after World War II. He married Gertrude in 1946, and they had four children. Unfortunately, his life was marked by the passing of many close family members, as Gertrude died shortly after giving birth in 1960 to their fourth child, who was named Karen. And in 1968, their son Robert died from a motorcycle accident. Schreiber's mother died at the age of 81 in 77. And Karen was injured at work and died the next year. Their deaths were followed by the passing of his nephew, sister-in-law, and brother-in-law.
Boy, talk about the fact of, you know, like going on in threes. Poor Klaus.
Yes.
Poor Klaus.
Yes. One morning, while watching Incredible Stories on television, he was inspired by the topic of EVP. And after discussing EVPs with his friends, he decided to do an experiment. He purchased a tape recorder. For you young people who don't know what that is, it's a thing we had back in the day that you would put this little thing called a tape in. And you could fast forward, rewind. Yes, you could fast forward, rewind, hit play, record. And it did have two sides. Anyway, so he recorder and put a new tape in and started recording. He's Peter, a deceased friend who he knew all those present at the meeting. And Peter responded with, "Hello, friends," on the tape. Have you, speaking of, you know, these different devices, you watched Ghost of Devil Perch with Dave Schrader, right? And Cindy Kaza? Did you ever see that show? Yes.
Me?
Yes.
I don't think so. I've ever seen it.
Okay. Well, it's a really good show, but they go to Devil's Perch, Wyoming, which is supposed to be a haunted town. And they go to some of the different places that are haunted in the town. And one of the guys that's with them has like a ghost box, but he's kind of amplified it to get better reception with it. It's very interesting. If you haven't seen it, I really suggest checking it out because, like I said, he's amplified the ghost box using copper wiring and stuff to increase the connectivity, and he gets some really great EVPs on there.
I have to check that out.
It's on Discovery Plus. Not affiliated, not sponsored, just love their shows.
Yes. Schreiber was so impressed that he turned his basement into an audio and video recording laboratory. During his experiments, he heard the voice of his daughter, Karen, and other family members. It was through these audio messages that he received directions to capture video images. In May of 1984, he received the following message, "Record on TV." He tried several techniques to record images from the TV, tuning it into an empty channel, capturing images in slow motion and fast motion, but everything failed. He combined a video camera, black and white TV, video recorders, and two video amplifiers to try to improve the image and resolution. He also added UV and infrared lamps to the ambient light and aluminum foil to reflect light on the 2B screen. He finally ended up with a TV recording of his own image and a feedback system. He ended up with a screen and a luminous effect that periodically oscillated. Schreiber's Videocom was first used on September 30th, 1985. Researcher and physicist Professor Ernst Sendovsky witnessed the phenomenon and vouched for its authenticity. Schreiber described the procedure as a way to achieve a morphogenic field. He photographed images of many strangers as well as his family and famous people, including Albert Einstein.
One second. Shelly, that was about the bot. Just to let y'all know, Stan Fanboy is actually Richard.
Still Fanboy.
Yes, that is Richard. So yeah, he was talking about not interested in
the bot. Checking. I'm actually doing it on three showings, making sure that there are no people that are trying to bots or anything like that.
Okay, so you're trying to monitor the chats a little bit.
Yes, I'm trying to monitor the chats. That's okay with everybody. This is between you and us, okay? That I'm still fanboy, okay?
Yes. Talking about, in the snowy screen, I've also heard, I remember, I'm not sure if it was in the group we used to be in, Ghost Study, or another group that I was in about spirits, but there was this craze going on in the early 2000s when, the more modern TV started coming out, where if you turn the TV off, you would be able to see like an image of a person or a being in the screen. And some people said, oh, well, that's just a reflection. Others just said it's the electrical impulses still coming through the TV. Like after you turn it off, it takes a little while for that to cut off. So that's what you're seeing. But I remember seeing a lot of photos of people's turned off television, supposedly catching spirits. I don't know if anybody else remembers seeing that or if they've heard of anything like that. I tried taking a picture of my TV when I first turned it off and I never got anything. So go figure.
Yeah.
In 1986, Schreiber's second wife, Agnes, died. Schreiber followed 2 years later in 1988 after suffering a heart attack. His obituary said, "There is no death. There is only passing to another level of existence. I am with you." That's actually really nice. I like that.
Yes. Although then I think of that line from The Mummy where the villain is dropping into the bath of tar, he is like, there is no death, only living eternally. He's sucked up in there.
Yes. Jackie from Learn About Ghosts, she just mentioned about scrolling up. So I looking back at her message and she says, "Do you remember my TV ghost photos? I have two." She will dig them up and post them on her site, Learn About Ghost. Can you also, if you don't mind, Jackie, can you post those in the Skeptic Psychic group as well so that the viewers there can see them? Also, with the advent of cell phones, people no longer have camcorders. And you don't hear about people continuing to try and reach the dead through a channel on their TV. Critics have said it isn't real, it isn't possible, it isn't a voice. However, there are some questions to ask them. Oh, thank you, Jackie. She says yes, she'll post them in Skeptic Psychic as well.
Yay.
Yes. When there's music and when their voices are heard, it's from a radio signal. Many of them, in fact. Most of them play music. So why don't we hear music with the talking? And why do they talk and not sing? How do the words appear in the correct order of sentence? How do the words that mean something to the listener happen? For example, two sisters promised each other that they, whoever died first, if they could, would click two spoons together. While doing an EVP, the word spoon was heard loud and cleared, such as I. How did that happen? So again, that goes back to, as I was saying, how is it that if this is just random voices, how is it they so easily answer questions? Like you ask a question and it'll give you the answer. Or like the young man whose grandfather died and he got an EVP of his grandfather calling him his German nickname. If that's just a radio frequency, how could it be that convenient?
Well, it reminds me of that old joke about the two old men sitting on the park bench, big baseball fans, you know, and they just wondered if, you know, if there was baseball in heaven. And so, you know, they agreed that whoever died would come back and tell the other person, you know, whether it's true or not. So one day, the first old man died. And of course, the second was all distraught, that sort of thing. But a week later, he hears his voice across his radio going, "Horace! Bunny, is that you? Yeah, it's me. Great! Do they have baseball in heaven?" Horace says, "I've got good news and I've got bad news. First, the good news. Yes, there is baseball in heaven." Sequences. "Wonderful. So what's the bad news?" First one says, "You'll be pitch fitting next week."
Oh, that's sad. Oh. Yes.
We don't hear any of the voices like the singers agreed.
Yes, and Jackie says that one of her TV ghost photos was actually analyzed by Kodak, and they could not explain it. Did you see that episode? I think it was also Portals to Hell, where they went to a haunted theater, and they set up a ghost box on the stage with a few REM pods, and they actually, it was like the spirits were putting on a show for them. They started getting these REM pods going off left and right, started getting some great EVP. And then they were like, "Okay, we're going to go ahead and leave this here and we're going to go investigate somewhere else." And then it was like the ghosts went crazy. Like, "Wait, where are you going? We're not done with the show yet." I always thought that was really cute. Oh, Jackie says that she thought the punchline was going to be that God's a Dodger fan.
No. He's a Cowboy fan.
Football, though, that's not baseball.
Right.
Yes, there was an old joke when they first built Texas Stadium, and they were going to close up the top part, and God stopped them, and they're like, no, leave the top open. And they're like, "Why, oh Lord?" He's like, "Because I want to be able to look down and watch the game." So, yeah. It's a really good one, Jackie. I'll try to find the name of the episode and post it so that y'all can check it out. It's a really good episode. And I really, really like watching Portals to Hell because Jack Osborne and I think her name is Katrina Weidman, they have so much respect for these spirits when they go on these investigations, and, you know, respect for the living as well. They're just amazing.
Now, how do EVPs have a voice print that matches a voice saying the same words? Computers have linked EVPs together by voice printing with the same words as people claim to hear. If they are just noises, why do digital fillers make the noise sound more like voices? Even Class C, which is in the worst an EVP can be classed, and one that be more sound closest to a noise, but digital filters clean them up enough to be understood. the content of EVP, filling the question, what is your name? Markowski. And what who the researcher was hoping to contact. If other people talking, how's the EVP ever to appear on recordings? This has to be mic removed. An EVP was Now, an EVP session was conducted in a building that was unable to have radio signals into the buildings, shielded buildings, but yet, guess what? EVPs showed up. How is it that two or more investigators will only record, will ever get an EVP? How can you explain an EVP from a low-tech device recording by an average person without their knowledge or the equipment to hoax that recording? These questions are worth it talking about, and somewhere in the future, we can always talk more about EVPs. Now, for all of you, we have a special surprise just for you. Kim, would you please reveal that special surprise to our wonderful fans out there?
Before we go to that, we have a new listener, Paola Julicia. Sorry if I mispronounced that. She says, can you tell me why I see a beautiful rainbow go across the floor and spiraling out? It was bright. Was it a good spirit? It woke me up in the middle of the night. Was it a cat spirit or a family member? Then I had thoughts in my head when I saw it. I looked at my boyfriend and it said his aura is red. I got freaked out and blocked out everything. What are your thoughts on that?
Talking from a skeptic viewpoint, it may have been something with was the room dark? Did you have a window open or were the shades up in order to see the stars? Sometimes, if you look, if you wake up in the middle of the night and see that swirling type of light, that may be a light coming from outside that may be reflected upon the glass. Now, again, this personal opinion, I don't have any, just your story or any type of visual proof. So this is my thoughts on that. Thank you, Paolo.
Okay. First off, I want to share a little bit of the, does everybody remember from back in the day, that good old show? She says it was the middle of the night and my dad got cremated that weekend.
Okay.
So it could be your dad visiting. It could be also, like you said, a trick of the light shining in through the window if your windows were open and the shades were up. But Shelley says, if it worries you and you want to stop, there are prayers to use, smudging and such. We do have on our website, skepticpsychic.com, under our blogs, we do have a great blog written about how to smudge properly. So you're welcome to check that out. And it gives you information on how you can cleanse your home through smudging.
Written by me.
Yes, written by our skeptic psychic, Richard Gregg. And then I want to share some EVPs that we personally think we've caught as we've been recording the show throughout the 2 years we've been on, and just get y'all's opinion on if you hear anything, what you hear, or if I'm just crazy thinking I hear EVPs. So I'm going to go ahead and yes, one moment. Let me find.
I hear people in their better days. Music.
Okay. This is the first one. Again, let me know if you can hear.
I hear nothing.
I know it hasn't started playing yet. 1 second. Okay, 1 second. I'm trying to get it to play. Okay. Let me know if you can hear this now. It should start playing. And let me just
actually have two photos. One taken from which may reported to being Miss Mary Lee. But we also have a photographer by the name of Tom Helstead. May have a possible picture.
Okay. Did y'all catch that? Could anybody hear it? Thoughts?
I didn't hear anything.
You didn't hear anything?
Nope. No, I heard my bad stuttering. Staring. Yeah.
You didn't hear the undertone voice?
Nope.
Okay. Well, let me play the next one. 1 second. See if this one will play.
A practice.
There's like a little break there when you're talking, and then you hear like a voice say something there. Did you hear that one?
I heard that.
Yes. And this is another one. Did you hear that? This is the. Did you hear that one?
Yes, I heard that one.
Okay, that's a replay of the other one.
Ghost who lives in the mirror and kills by gouging out the eyes of her prey.
They did have that as well as Ghost Whisperer. And the
ghost who lives in the
mirror. Did you hear that one?
Yes.
To me, it sounds like that one because you're talking about an episode of, I think, Supernatural about the ghost that lives in the mirror and then, you know, kills people by gouging out their eyes. And then to me, a voice sounds like it's saying true. At that point. And I had one more, but I couldn't find it. But it was actually very interesting. It was, it sounded like the voice was saying, keep it down. Mm-hmm. And that one was very interesting. I wish I could find that one. If I can, I'll post it in the group. But we were in the middle of talking, and you hear this woman's voice behind us saying, keep it down. And it wasn't you, it wasn't me. It wasn't Shauna, so I'll have to find that one and post it. But that's all we have for this week. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
Let's ask our wonderful listeners. What did you think you heard on those three EVPs that we provided? What did you hear?
On the ones that we... Yes. Jackie said that she did hear it, but she wasn't able to make out what was being said. Mm-hmm. Raymond also says, I heard something, but couldn't tell what.
Right. Anyone?
Bueller? Anyone else have any Bueller? Comments or questions on those EVPs or any thoughts?
Thoughts?
Yes. Jackie says was hard to tell on all of them. Paola, an EVP is an electronic voice phenomenon. This is when you catch a voice on like a tape recorder or something like that from somebody that wasn't there. It's thought to be a ghost coming through. I'll go ahead again and share them in the Facebook group. If anyone has a way that they can enhance them or slow them down, that would be wonderful. It's interesting that you say that number two could have been Mary, because in that episode we were talking about Bloody Mary. So that is very interesting if that's what it said. But I will definitely share those EVPs in the group. So that way, if you would like to check them out and see what you think they are, or if anybody has a way to enhance them, that would be great. Again, that group is called Skeptic Psychic on Facebook. It is a great group where anybody can join and hang out with us. We do post memes and have discussions about different things. So definitely join us there in our Skeptic Psychic Facebook group. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, we do ask that you rate and subscribe and click the notification so you know when we go live. Make sure you comment. Same thing with Twitch. Comment, subscribe. And if you're watching us on a replay or listening to us through Apple Podcasts or any of those audio platforms, we do like 5 stars, as Rick is pointing out right now. But we'll take whatever you can give us. Again, please, please, please leave us a review. We love hearing how you think of us, as long as it's friendly, constructive criticism, and we will read it on air.
Always.
And again, Raymond says, ours always. Love you, Raymond. Thank you. And again, if you do want to send us a story, you would like to share a ghost story that you've had or an experience, if you have an idea or a topic you'd like for us to discuss, you can always email us at
info@skepticpsychic.com, where we'll actually read your reviews and notes and totes. And if you've got some stories you'd like to tell us about any paranormal things, science, UFOs, ghosts, esoteric, maybe you've got a phone call from your great aunt Ethel, who just died a couple of days ago. We'd like to hear about your phone call with great aunt Ethel. See how she's doing up there in the pearly gates. As always.
Speaking of getting calls, did I ever tell you the story about why Mimi got rid of her cell phone?
Yes, you did, because Dad called her right after he died.
My dad, after he passed away, was calling my stepmom. She kept getting calls from his number. And when she would answer, she would hear nothing but static. So she freaked she freaked out and canceled her cell phone plan. But yes, now, thank you, Shelly.
Let me tell you about next week. Next week, we'll be delving into the mythical Celtic origins of the wee little people living on the Emerald Isle. And as they slowly progress through that world, and as they always are hoarding their little bags of gold behind the ends of the rainbow. Not to be confused with that little place in the, called Ulz.
Yes, next week
we'll be talking about leprechauns.
Yes, we will be talking about leprechauns and how we shouldn't steal their gold. They work hard for that gold. But thank you. I'm glad y'all enjoyed the show. And as always, thank you so much, Shelly, for doing the research for us.
We give her 10 stars.
Yeah, she is amazing. She does. Up
and no middle finger.
She is amazing. We love the work she does for us. And just can't say enough about her. She's amazing. Thank you so much. And anything else before we sign off for tonight?
Unpleasant nightmares.
Sweet dreams, everybody. We love you. Good night.
Good night.